Good morning, everybody. I'd like to call this meeting of the Nevada Deferred Comp Committee to order. Today is Friday, May 17th, 2019. And it is quarter after 8 in the morning. Rob, could you please call the roll?
I can, Mr. Vice Chair. Ms. Bowman?
Here.
Mr. Cruz?
I'm here on the phone.
Dr. Irvin?
Here.
Chair Stevens?
Here.
And Vice Chair Thorley?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Beamer. Was the meeting properly noticed and posted?
Yes, it was.
Before we start with public comment, could those of you who have called in by telephone please identify yourselves for the record?
Mark Stevens, committee member.
So anybody...
Siegel, Mark, all advisors.
Okay. Anybody besides committee members and Frank?
This is Steve
Ebert
with Nationwide.
Steve with Nationwide.
Good morning, this is Rob Billow with Nationwide.
Rob with
Nationwide. Good morning, this is Greg Howard with Nationwide.
All right.
Good morning, this is John Bourne with Prudential.
John Bourne with Prudential.
Anybody else on the telephone? All right, we're going to move on to public comment. Comments from the public are invited at this time prior to the commencement of possible action items. There will also be a public comment period at the end of the meeting, which can be on any topic principally related to the Nevada Deferred Compensation Program. The committee reserves the right to limit the amount of time that will be allowed for each individual to speak and may place reasonable restrictions on the manner of public comment. The committee is precluded from acting on items raised during public comment that are not on the agenda. Public comment pursuant to this item should be limited to items listed on the agenda. Is there any public comment at this time in Carson City? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the telephone? All right, there's none. We're going to move on to agenda item number 3.
If I may, Mr. Chair?
Yep.
It's a possible action item pertaining to the RFP number 08DOA. That's Dog Oscar Albert, S as in Sam, 514 for record keeping services. This is to receive the recommendation from state purchasing regarding a letter of intent to award to the committee, and then the committee, just as a reminder, the committee must act pursuant to NRS 287.338 as outlined in the agenda, which pretty much just states that you have three options. The committee has three options to decide on, and that is outlined in the agenda.
All right, thank you, Rob.
And we have Rhonda Miller from State Purchasing, who served as our procurement agent for representing State Purchasing, and she is here to give you that information.
Okay. Do you want us to ask questions, or do you want to go an overview?
Why don't you?
So, did you have something to say, Ken?
I just like an overview of the process, both what we've done and where it goes from here forward, so all the committee members know when things happen and the confidentiality from here out.
Okay, so the process is with the RFP from release? Okay. So
very brief. I mean,
so
not,
okay.
But where we are now.
Okay, so we're right now, we're still in the quiet period. We have done finalist presentations, and per NRS statute, the evaluation committee has chosen an intended vendor that I'm here to announce and ask to move forward to do the letter of intent. And once the letter of intent is issued, which upon approval will be today, it opens up the negotiation process, and then we negotiate with the intended vendor. And once we reach successful negotiations, the contract will be issued and all signatures will be obtained. The contract will go over to the Board of Examiners for final approval, and once that contract has been submitted to the Board of Examiners, the notification of award will be issued, and that opens everything up for public record. And all the public records that the vendors will need will be within the Nevada ePro system, so they can just go in there immediately and look at all the other vendors' proposals and the scoring and all that. So, but that will not be done until the notification of award.
And Rob, what's the approximate timeline you expect for
that? So we are hoping that we can get this on the August Board of Examiners meeting, which would require us to have a contract negotiated by the first part of July. I believe July 9th is the deadline for that. So that's hence the reason why we're having this special meeting, so we can jump right on that and try and negotiate that and get that in place. So.
Wayne, I have a question. This is Mark.
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
It's a question for Rhonda. Does state purchasing feel like this RFP went well and according to the parameters established in NRS?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Does state purchasing have any comments or concerns they'd like to announce before getting to announcing the recommendation?
No, I feel that according to the NRS statute 333, we've done it accordingly. I feel very confident that it was done correctly.
Do any other committee members have any questions for Rhonda before we get to the announcement?
This is Mark. Maybe we should do a shout out to Rhonda for helping us through this process. Steve Edmondson from PERS and Megan Sloan from DHHS, who helped us on the evaluation committee and took the time to go in and come up with our recommendation.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the announcement.
All right, well, it is the intent to award to...
Hey, Wayne?
Yep.
Sorry, this is Stevie for Foundation Like That. We're having trouble hearing Rhonda, so if she's going through the announcement, can you have her get to the 5%?
Yes, we will make sure... Are these working?
They're not connected to
these are,
that hub, though.
Oh, these are only microphones.
Bring that over here. That one's connected. How's that?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, better.
Okay.
All right, speak up.
It is the intent of to award to Voya. They were the highest scoring vendor.
All right. Anything else we need to do, Rob, before we get to our action as a committee?
I'm not that I'm aware of. Like I said earlier, the committee has the option to, or the ability to decide on one of those three options that are listed in the agenda.
So again, the options are for this committee to award the contract, cancel a request for proposal, or reissue a modified RFP. So those are the three options before us. And are you ready to make a motion?
This is Kent Urban. I move to award the contract pursuant to the statutes just mentioned and to authorize staff to continue with the process.
All right, there's a motion. Is there a second?
This is Mark, I'll second it.
Thank you, Chair. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Last item on the agenda is public comment. Is there any public comment at this time in Carson City? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the telephone?
Yeah, can you share with us at what point we get like the scoring breakdown and feedback on our proposal?
Yeah, I'll have Rhonda go over that again. She mentioned that earlier, but you might have not been able to hear her.
Yeah. Okay, this is Rhonda Miller from State Purchasing. Now I'll issue the letter of intent this afternoon, and once that's done, we will start negotiations. When negotiations are finalized and the contract has been sent over to the Board of Examiner to be put on the agenda for approval, the notification of award will be issued. As soon as the notification of award is released and emailed to all the individuals, it opens up the Nevada ePro system for you to view all of the documents from all the vendors. But please keep in mind that if you were logged in to the Nevada ePro system, you will see your confidential information. That does not mean others will see it. As long as your information was checked confidential, that was confidential, it will continue to remain confidential. Just want to put that out there.
Dr. Urban?
This is Kent Urban. I'd just like to thank all the vendors for excellent proposals. We had multiple candidates who could have done the job, and the finalist presentations were excellent. And we went through the process, and you've heard the result. But I'd just really like to thank everyone who participated in the process.
Thanks, Kent. I wholeheartedly agree with that. All right, any other public comment?
Say it again.
Can we talk about schedule separately?
Oh, sure.
Schedule.
Yeah.
So this is Kent Urban. This is not agendized, so we can't deliberate, but I'd like to say that I have a conflict for the scheduled August meeting and would ask staff to work with everybody so we can perhaps reschedule that at our June meeting.
Yeah, so if I can jump in here, Mr. Vice Chair, Rob Beamer, Executive Officer of NDC, for the record, we have gone ahead with Dr. Urban making us aware of this. We've gone ahead and listed that as an agenda item on the June 5th agenda. So we will actually bring that up and see if we can come up with an alternate date that will work for everybody in August sometime. So.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to the last item on the agenda, adjournment. Do we need to take a motion to adjourn, or do we just adjourn?
No.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you all.